In the name of Jesus, who is Lord over every authority. Amen. Everything had fallen on its face. All of the hopes and the dreams of the whole journey through the gospel that we've been building up to collapsed. In about 48 hours, everything was lost. Jesus had been betrayed by one of his best friends, arrested. His closest followers and friends had fled into the night. And then he stood trial after trial after trial, rejected, beaten, mocked, ridiculed, finally given over to death by the great Roman Empire. And Jesus had died that Friday afternoon on a cross, a slave's death, an enemy of the state's death. And it was over. All of the hopes and dreams of the kingdom of God, gone. Life had spun completely out of control. And for a group of faithful women, as they waited that Sabbath day, they waited to try to get a little bit of control back in their life, so that the next morning when the Sabbath was over, they could go to the tomb of their loved master, and this Jesus, they would give him at least a proper burial. He had been so hastily buried before. Let's at least anoint him with the spices and the oils worthy of someone showing our love for them. So, heading to the tomb at early dawn that morning, trying to get some sort of control back in their life by at least setting his burial right, even though everything had collapsed in front of them, these women find that the giant stone rolled in front of the tomb has been moved. Startled, they look inside the tomb, and Jesus' body is gone. Suddenly, two men appear to them in dazzling white clothes, telling them, "Why are you looking for the living among the dead? Jesus is not here. He is risen. Do you remember his words? If you had listened beforehand, you would have known. He told you this. He would be raised." The women were looking in the wrong place. They assumed Jesus would be dead in his tomb. Of course, they had seen him die, they had seen him buried. All of the logic, all of the reason told them, this is where you will find Jesus. But they were looking in the wrong place. And why is it that they were looking in the wrong place? It's because they forgot. They forgot the words of Jesus. They listened instead to the logic, the reason of their experience and their world, which told them dead people put in tombs stay there. But Jesus' word had told them different. On the third day, I will rise again. So they were looking in the wrong place because they forgot. They forgot his words. And as soon as these two men at the tomb remind them of Jesus' words, they remember. And it all starts to fit into place. Anchored back on the word of Jesus, these women find hope and excitement again. All of a sudden, their whole world has changed. Before, it had collapsed in their forgetfulness. But as soon as they remembered the word of Jesus, life, the new world, the kingdom of God that they had been hoping for was back. And so they run off to tell the men. And of course, the men forget as well. And they don't believe the word of the women. Nonsense, they say. But Peter goes and investigates for himself and finds the tomb empty. He can't find Jesus in a tomb. Again, he's looking in the wrong place. The word for tomb in the Greek is actually a word that really means memorial. It's connected to memory. People would bury their loved ones, and that burial spot would be a memorial. There they would return to remember their loved one and remember that they had died. But this, we find out from Jesus, is the wrong kind of memory. When you go to the tomb, you're remembering the death. Instead, if we remember from the story, that Thursday night before his death, Jesus had given his disciples a different memorial. He had gathered with them at the supper, and after he had broken the bread and shared the cup with them, he had told them, "Do this in my memory." The memorial for me is not a grave. It's a living meal with one another where you know that I am there among you. They were remembering the wrong things. They were finding a memorial in death as opposed to the living meal that Jesus had left them. Are we like these women and men in the story, looking for Jesus, looking for answers in the wrong places? And maybe the world tells us, and all of our logic and reason and the wisdom tells us that no, that's where you find answers. Are we looking for answers, solutions, life? Are we trying to find them in our jobs? In the pursuits of our dreams? Looking for answers in American politics? Are we looking for answers in the accumulation of wealth, the pleasures of living? Where are we looking for answers? And are we looking in the wrong place? Are we looking for life in places that are just death? Are the things that our world tells us to pursue the places where they tell us you'll find fulfillment, you'll find life, you'll find purpose? Are they really just dead ends? Are we looking for life among dead things? Where do we think we'll find answers? This Easter, as we celebrate life breaking forth in the midst of the shadow of death, Jesus would tell us one thing. Remember. Remember his words. We have to do this all the time. We are such a forgetful people. We have to constantly return and remember. Remember what he said. Remember his promise. Remember his words guiding you, saying, look, this is where to find life. Don't look at tombs. Don't look in the answers of the world around you. Look in my words. Remember me by gathering together at my table. Remembering my words, my life given for you, that's where you will find the answers. If we can remember his words, return to his table day after day, that will shape us. It will compete against the voices of our world telling us that there's answers that are only places of death. Don't be found looking for life in places of death. Remember the word of Jesus. Remember that he said, I will be raised. Remember that he said, I will raise you, my children. I will give you life. Be with me. Stay with me. Abide with me. Remember. Jesus is risen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Don't you forget it.